Indeed. Right, we come now to the second of our community elements. And as I said at the start, this is more about remembrance. This is a reading, just a few pages really rather worth. And it comes from a wee book called We Will Remember Them. It's been published through SASRA, which is the Soldiers and Airmen Scripture Readers Association, and you can find out more about that. It's a booklet by Gavin Dixon and DJ Carswell. We Will Remember Them. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month marks the coming into force of the armistice, which signaled the end of World War I. At 11 a.m. on the 11th of November 1918, the guns fell silent after more than 4 years of continuous aggressive warfare. Armistice Day, now known as Remembrance Day, is set aside for us to remember those who gave their lives in both world wars, as well as the many others who have died in conflict since 1945. Tragically, most of the names still being added to war memorials throughout the UK are those who sacrificed their lives while only young. Many, many others have survived, but carry with them terrible injuries and scars, both physical and mental. To be silent, to remember them, all for only 2 minutes, in the course of a year, seems too little in the light of such a overwhelming sacrifice. On Remembrance Day, we reflect as we recite the words from the poem For the Fallen, written by Lawrence Binyon. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn, at the going down of the sun, and in the morning we will remember them. What emotions of gratitude and grief, pride and perplexity, submission and sorrow fill our minds in the quiet moments of meditation, especially as memories of loved ones are stirred. Flanders, in the western part of Belgium, was the scene of some of the most concentrated fighting in World War I. When there was utter devastation of buildings, roads and trees, only the poppies survived. John McCrae, a doctor serving with the Canadian Armed Forces, was so moved by what he saw that in 1915 he scribbled in his pocket notebook the following poem. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. Later that year, the poem was published by Punch magazine, and so the poppy became the symbol of soldiers who died in battle. Individual battles during World War I conjure up particular details in our minds. With the Battle of the Somme, you think of the overtop charges and thousands of British soldiers mown down by German machine guns. With Passchendaele, you think of carnage and mud. Just 100 years have elapsed since that campaign ended in ignominious abandonment. But the images have entered our collective psyche and are still with us today. It is well known that it rained, and that it rained hard. In fact, the rainfall in low-lying Belgium in August 1917 was the worst they had experienced for 30 years. Living and fighting in these conditions are far removed from those of modern warfare. We struggle to imagine what it must have been like. While today's battlefields look very different from those a century ago, the challenges and sacrifices continue. We need to continue to remember those who have fallen, as well as those affected by the traumas of war. As we stand and remember each year, What can we say? Is there any hope for our world? When will we call time on these wars and bloody battles? Can peace ever be brokered in our world and the challenges of our personal lives? And then right now, please join with us just in a few moments, 2 minutes in fact, of silence.
Hi, my name's Michael Harkis from West Street in Orkney. You're tuned into Gospel for Grampian, Community Gospel Radio for North Scotland. Have a great day.